Now, there happens to be a lot of myths that are associated with hypnosis, so in this episode, we're going to go over a couple of them and dispel these crazy myths for you guys. So the first myth about hypnosis I want to talk about is a lot of people try to compare hypnosis to sleep. And I want to tell you right now that nothing, and I mean nothing, could be further from the truth. Like, imagine if you're a hypnotist, right? And you got a client that's in a deep sleep. Like, they're just in a deep, deep sleep. And you're trying to give them positive suggestions. Well, I can tell you right now that if you're trying to give someone suggestions in your sleep, then you're honestly, you're just wasting your time. They're not going to be able to hear you. They're not present. They're not with you in the moment. You're pretty much just wasting your time. So you see, hypnosis isn't quite sleep and it's not quite awake either. It's kind of right in between being awake and being asleep. Now, another myth about hypnosis is that being hypnotized means that you lose control. And this is also false as well. You see, you actually have more control when you're in hypnosis because you're actually a lot more aware of what's going on around you. You see, no matter how deep of a trance, you can still accept or reject a suggestion. Now, another myth of hypnosis is that hypnosis is anti-religion. Well, I like to tell you that hypnosis is completely natural, and you've probably already experienced hypnotic states many times in your life. It's like saying breathing is against your religion. I mean, everybody breathes at the end of the day, but and we know that breathing is completely natural, and hypnosis is just like that. It's a completely natural thing that everybody does. Now, there's another myth, myth number four, for those that are counting, is that not everyone can be hypnotized. Well, this is true to a certain extent. You see, there's a really a small number of people in the population that can't be hypnotized. Normally, this is because that they have a very low IQ score, or there's usually a special circumstance for why they can't be hypnotized. But I can tell you that when it comes to hypnosis, it's a skill that you learn, much like you can compare it to meditation. Now, you see, not everybody can meditate and not everyone is able to do it well, but we want to say that the majority of people or a large portion of the population can meditate. It's just the fact that they haven't put in the amount of time that someone who is an adept at meditation has. So really, most people, the majority of people can be hypnotized. Now, another myth about hypnotists is that people say that you can get stuck in hypnosis, which is kind of like saying that you can get stuck in sleep. Now, granted, if you're really tired, you can sleep a lot longer than you're probably supposed to, but at some point you do wake up. And yeah, that's just, I mean, honestly, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, the suggestions you do see in hypnosis can be long term. That much is true. Now, another myth about hypnosis, and it kind of ties in with what we were saying before about hypnosis means that you lose control, which is that you'll reveal all of your secrets for some reason when you're under hypnosis. And you should know that you're in complete control when it comes to hypnosis. It relaxes you. A good way to compare hypnosis is that it relaxes you like one or two drinks of alcohol. So for those of you that drink, if you ever had like a drink or two, you know, your blood starts to feel a little bit warm. You start to feel a little bit more relaxed and stuff. So that's kind of like what hypnosis is. It just kind of causes you to feel more relaxed. And granted, you might say some things that you didn't expect to say, but the furthest thing it is from like something that could put you under this zombified spell and you just start revealing everything. That's probably not going to happen. So anyways, guys, that was about six hypnosis myths that's been revealed. I hope that this kind of clears some things up as far as hypnosis goes. And I hope you guys got some value from this. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to get some more great information, I definitely recommend going over to www.pciinstitute.net. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to put the www part. Just remember this. PCIinstitute.net. Now I have a link to a 3-day masterclass where I'm going to help you become more powerful, creative, and influential in your life and business. So definitely make sure you take a time to go to the website and check that out, so that way you can become part of the 3-day masterclass. And so, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you guys got some value from this, and I will see you on the next one. Well, I guess you'll hear me on the next one. You know what I mean? Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.